In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the first Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, we hear the story of this lame man who came through his friends and was delivered before the Lord, and how the Lord, when he saw the faith of those four people, he healed this person from his infirmity, and also he forgave him his sins. We hear this verse in the Gospel of this blessed day. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And here we learn something, that the faith maybe of some people, if they are coming with one heart, might contribute into the forgiveness of sins of another person, and also his healing from his infirmity. Those four friends, actually on them, applied the words of St. James when he said, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Faith is something subjective. No one can see faith. But actually the Lord said, when he saw their faith, this means that what they believed was contributed into work. On them also applied what St. Paul requested all of us to live with: faith working through love. When we meditate on what they have done, those four friends, actually we see how their faith working through love enabled them to work as a team. It's one of the things which are very important in the companies. Sometimes when they hire employees, they test how this employer is able to work as a team player, how he can work with other people, how he can contribute to the benefit of the group. Here we see a clear example, a spiritual lesson of how can our faith, if it is working through love, can lead us that we work in a team to achieve a certain goal. So the first thing that we notice, how those people work it as a team, that the four men had one goal to achieve. All of them had decided on one goal, that their friend would be healed from his infirmity. Imagine this, if all the members in the house will have only one goal. If all the members in the church will have only one goal, we come to the church only with one goal to achieve, that is the glory of God. How this might lead that we, all of us, will be blessed, healed, and all those people who are among us, who are in need for the Lord to deliver and heal them, will be also granted forgiveness, and we'll be also granted healing. They had only one goal. No one thought of deciding on his goal his own way. Like sometimes when we have a family maybe of three or four or five, and everyone has set for himself a certain goal. They are living together in the same house, but everyone has set for himself a certain purpose he is living to. Of course, having this house with people having different goals will lead to dysfunction. This house will never be able to reach this point where those people who are afflicted, who are in need of healing, will be granted healing or forgiveness. Also, not only those four men decided on one goal, but actually their faith made their goal a godly one. Their goal was a godly one. Their goal was that we reach to the Lord. We bring our friend and we reach the Lord. Maybe sometimes people are in agreement to do something, which is good to agree on one objective, but their goal is not godly. Like the story of the Tower of Babylon. When the people agreed, all of them, to build a tower, to have a city, to make a name for themselves, it was one goal, but unfortunately, it was an ungodly one. They wanted to flee from God. Their pride was behind this goal. But those four men, they did not only agree on one goal, but also their goal was a godly one, and their faith made it this way. Also, those people were able to work as a team in the way that they expressed a sacrificial kind of love towards their afflicted friend. They delivered their friend before the Lord, and actually they did not ask for anything for themselves. And imagine this scene. If we hear or we know that, for example, St. Mary is appearing in her church, and then we hear that only one spot is available for one member to come and to like can appeal to her with a request. Imagine this, that the people would agree that we will favor our friend, we will let him in, even if we are not going to show up at all, I will take the blessings of Saint Mir. I am sure that in the life of those four men, they had many requests to ask from the Lord. Maybe one of them maybe has a problem with his kids, or he has a problem financially, or maybe he has a relative who also in need for the Lord's prayers. But they expressed a sacrificial kind of love. Our goal is our friend. He is now preferred over our own goals, our own problems. We will make sure to deliver him, even if we'll be denied the opportunity to stand before the Lord. How those four people, even like with this kind, they gave us a lesson. Those four people, we did not know their name, but they gave us example of how we can love those who are related, those whom our friends, as we love ourselves. They exactly applied the rule or the law of loving your neighbor as you love yourself. So their faith working through love enabled them to work in a team in the way that they had one goal. Their goal was a godly one, and they expressed a sacrificial kind of love towards their afflicted friend. Also, they denied themselves. They even did not appear in the scene. Those four people were on the roof, and their friend only came and was presented before the Lord. No one of them, like maybe jumped from the roof to say, "The Lord, that my name is XYZ, and I want to shake your hand." Only take credit for what they have done. They did not even like show up in the scene at all. No one of them even tried to get any credit for himself. Sometimes we serve with the Lord and we feel like this is something we really want to do. But the problem is we introduce into this seeking after vain glory and asking for people to praise us, or we take from them credit for what we have done, or we might want our names to be known, or we show off before the people because we did something we assume it was good. Those people, they did not only work something godly, but also they were devoid of this seeking after praise and glory of men, and they denied themselves completely in the story. Also, to execute this plan that they came with, they would normally have agreed to submit themselves to the leadership of one of the group. I'm sure that the story went this way. One of the people thought, when they had this problem of they cannot go inside, what we should be doing? And maybe one of them led them to this. We may go over the roof and we all make a hole, and then we deliver our friend out of this hole. And I'm sure that maybe the other three, one or two of them, came with different idea. But at the end of the day, they all submitted under the leadership of one of them. The most important thing, let's make the work be done. Let us complete what we came for. A lot of people, they, while struggling with each other, they lose the point. They defeat the purpose that they came to. Not because they do not want to submit to the leadership or the one who is in charge, then they make for themselves problems. They will never be able to achieve a goal. Sometimes because of a struggle in the same house between the father and the mother, who will be leading the house, whom they should be submitting the other person, actually the house goes dysfunctional. They are unable to achieve any goals simply because they struggle over authority, over leadership, who should be in charge. Those four men, they submitted to each other. Maybe one of them led and the other people agreed with the plan. The most important thing is to execute, to reach the end. It's not important who will lead or who will exercise authority. Again, those people also will be working as a team in the way that each of them carried out his own part in the plan. For the bed to come down, it should be hanged by four ropes. And imagine this, if three of them was working on the same speed, and one of them was faster or slower than the other three, what will happen? Actually, the bed will not be straight and maybe the friend will fall. They all have to work with the same speed, with the same agreement in order to achieve what they agreed to do. This is exactly what is requested from us in the church, in our houses, as a community, that we need to work our plans, work it all together with the same speed, with the same understanding, and also with the cooperation that is necessary for a plan to be executed successfully. So those people here, their faith, they did not utter a word. They did not say anything, but actually they gave us a great lesson. The Lord saw their faith in the way they work it to achieve a certain goal. They work it as a team, and their team was functional because at the end they achieved what they came to. Today, their lesson for us is if we want to achieve this goal, that those people afflicted among us might be healed, might be granted forgiveness, we need to work as a team. Those people worked as a team in the way they had one goal to achieve. Their goal was a godly one. They expressed a sacrificial kind of love towards their afflicted friend. They denied themselves. They did not ask for credit for what they had done. They executed the plan, submitting to the leadership of one of them, and also each of them carried out his own part in the plan in order to be able to deliver their friend to the attention of the Lord. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.